You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The young are strong is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, it says, I write to you fathers, because you've known him who's from the beginning. I write to you young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you little children, because you've known the Father. I write to you fathers, because you've known him who's from the beginning. I write to you young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you young men, because you are strong. You know how it says in Joel chapter 3 verse 10, let the weak say, I'm strong. You see, friends, that lies a bit deeper in our spiritual growth than we might think when it comes to having some spiritual strength for some work or ministry or some achievement. No, this lies at the root of true spiritual growth. And without this being a healthy part of our spiritual development, we will always struggle with the weakness of the flesh and not realize that the power of Christ's life-giving spirit in us has drawn us out of that pit of weakness and brought us into that rock of salvation, the strength of our life. Like David would say in Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see, you come into this fundamental Christian living that is born out of his strength that conquered sin and death, that was made manifest from the dead. That kind of strength. You see, without it, the gravity of the human nature will keep pulling you down into that sin nature, and you always are weak through the flesh, and you cannot conquer your failings and weaknesses through faith in Christ's power, enabling you to rise above and to live in the newness of life. So you could see it's fundamental to our spiritual growth. It says here in Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Okay. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good one, someone who's even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died. Much more than having been reconciled by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And I read that a bit quick because I want you to catch this. When we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly, for the sinner, and for the enemy. The very nature of the flesh is the nature of Adam. It is the nature of ungodliness. It's the nature of sin. It's the nature of animosity towards God, the love of self. Is the animosity of God. It is the turning away from God. It is being separated from God in the exaltation of self-seeking. That is the very nature of weakness. Ungodly, sin, animosity is the nature of weakness. And we have this in the flesh. I have it right now, right this moment. In my flesh, I have this ungodliness, this sin, this animosity against God. But how come am I not ungodly in my ways? How come I am not sinning in my ways, doing what I know is wrong, and I do it anyway? That's sin. You know it's wrong, and yet you do it. Why am I not opposing God? Why am I not opposing God? Because of the strength of that life-giving Spirit of Jesus Christ in me. While we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, friends, this has to lie at the root of your Christian faith, of your Christian growth. That otherwise you'll never be able to have that spirit of faith that is able to rise from the death of self into the newness of life in Christ, where I'm no more in condemnation, where I have a new nature. The no more in condemnation is not just because you were declared not guilty because of what Christ has done, but because you have a new nature. No more in condemnation is I have a new nature. I have a nature of Christ in me, the nature of righteousness, peace and joy with the Father, a nature of mercy and grace and forgiveness, not just for myself, but for those around me. Friends, the strength of Christ is what enables you every day to live a holy, heavenly life, to live a life of mercy and kindness and goodness and forbearance and long-suffering towards others. Can you hear this? If you don't have this as part of your foundation in your Christian life, that the young are strong, but the strength that I have is not because I'm more spiritual than others. No, the strength that I have is the new birth. It is Christ in me who's equally available to us all. And because I live in His strength, in His life-giving Spirit in me, that's why I no longer live under the weakness of my flesh nature that I have right now. I have His flesh. I have this flesh nature now as much as I did when I was completely dead in sin. But it has no dominion over me because Christ now rules in me. Christ reigns in me. Christ is the light of my salvation. He is my light and my salvation. He is my life. That is spiritual growing. Can you hear me? And I find this so wonderful, friends. That's why this scripture that I'm reading to you now is one of my life scriptures. And I know it's yours too, so I'm not saying mine as in that it's unique to me. No, but this is what I live in. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I live by the faith of the Son of God, the original text would say. You see, I live in this strength. And when I was younger, I would feel that gravity of my human nature. I would feel the gravity of the human nature pulling me down into the weakness of my flesh, and I would cry in my immaturity. Am I not knowing Christ in me like I know Him today? I would cry, oh Lord, please, why did you pick me? I'm such a failure. Why did you pick me? I'm so unfaithful to you. I keep on having these earthly behaviors and attitudes and ways, but I don't pray like that anymore. I said, Father, I know you've made me accepted in the beloved. I'm well-pleasing according to the riches of your grace. Oh, Father, I thank you because I'm living in this grace of His strength, of His resurrection life. Of His resurrection life, lifting me out of the mire of my own weak human nature into the glory of His holy heavenly nature, my ever-living interceder, my ever-living priest who's at the Father's right hand, ever-living to communicate into me His holy heavenly life that rose from the dead, that rose from the weakness of sin and death. Oh, my dear friends, you need to consistently know I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and you've got to keep knowing it as long as you're in this body. So let me close with you. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10 out of the Classic Amplified. And He said to me, Jesus said to me, my grace, my favor, loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and complete, and show themselves most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will all the more gladly glory in my weakness, says, and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, may pitch its tent over and dwell upon me. For his sake, for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardship, persecution, perplexities, distresses. For when I'm weak in human strength, then I'm truly strong, enabled, and powerful in his divine strength. It is such an important part of spiritual growing. And never, when that strength manifests in me, in my human flesh, I never want to think I'm superior than anybody else, when it's all merciful grace alone. How dare I act like what I have I did not freely receive by grace? How dare I boast myself over another? No, the opposite, the opposite, the opposite. How he manifested his strength in me in freedom over all pornography and uncleanness. And how he not only set me free, but keeps me free to live holy and without blame in his love day and night, Ephesians 1 verse 6. But one young man a long, long time ago sat down next to me and he said, Pastor, help me, help me. I said, what can I do? He said, I'm so tormented with an addiction to pornography and I can't shake it. I pray, I read scriptures, I can't shake it. What am I to do? And I felt this strength, this life-giving strength of Christ. Oh, ramakandoro lo sobramandere dia, apraku sambramandere deca. I felt the strength of Christ, this fountain of his life-giving spirit spring up in me. And I put my arm around him and I said, let me pray for you. And I said, Father, I thank you for your love. And as I just prayed that simple little prayer, Father, I thank you for your love, the strength of Christ came upon him. And he wrote me a letter. He wrote me a letter later and he said, I don't know what happened, but it's gone. And I said, it's Christ. Christ is our freedom from all the painful, failing weaknesses of the flesh. While we were yet weak, he died for the ungodly, sinner, and the enemies. How much more now will he give through his strength in us? The union he has with the Father, so that as he lives, we may live also. Amen. Have a good day.